KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Hey, memo to the Miami Marlins. Next time, don't invite the World Series champions to help you open up your new $515 million ballpark. The defending champion St. Louis Cardinals were a most inhospitable opening night guest as they led all the way in a 4-1 spanking of the Marlins last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Kyle Loesch hurled six no-hit innings and departed after 7 1/3 innings, allowing just two hits and one run in a dominating opening night performance. The highlight for a packed house of 36,601 on the site of the old Orange Bowl might have come before the game actually started. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali rode out on a golf cart with Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria to highlight the pregame festivities. Miami Beach was the site of Ali's stunning victory over Sonny Liston for the heavyweight title in 1964. Now, Steven Strasburg on the mound at Wrigley Field, Vin Scully at the microphone, and Prince Fielder in Motown. Young and old, fresh and familiar, baseball is set to start all across America today. A week after Ichiro Suzuki and Yoenis Cespedes and the rest of the Athletics and Mariners began in Tokyo, everyone else now gets a turn at opening day. There are seven openers that are set for today, including both Cy Young Award winners who will be on the hill. AL Cy Young winner Justin Verlander is on the mound for the Tigers in their home opener against Boston, while in San Diego, National League Cy Young winner Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers will take on the Padres at Petco Park, where Scully, the Dodgers' legendary broadcaster, will start his 63rd season behind the mic. Strasburg, the Washington Nationals phenom, drew the opening day assignment at 98-year-old Wrigley Field, facing the Cubs. Also on Thursday's schedule, Toronto is at Cleveland, Atlanta is at the New York Mets, Philadelphia plays at Pittsburgh, while Miami will be in Cincinnati. In other Major League news, Joey Votto has agreed to the longest guaranteed contract in Major League Baseball history. It's a 12-year deal with the Cincinnati Reds that's worth more than $200 million and adds 10 additional seasons to his previous agreement. The Reds approached him about a new contract in the offseason and worked out final details yesterday, a day before the season opener. The 2010 Most Valuable Player in the National League had 2 years and $26.5 million left in his previous deal. Votto's new contract, which includes a club option for 2024, tops the 11 guaranteed seasons the Colorado gave Todd Helton in 2001. Votto led the Reds to the National League Central title in 2010 and hit .309 with 28 homers and 103 knocked in last season. The New York Mets have agreed to a $25.5 million five-year contract with pitcher Jonathan Neese. Nice. It's the team's first major move since resolving the lawsuit by the trustee in the Bernard Madoff Ponzi scheme. The reported deal includes club options for 2017 at $10 million and 2018 at $10.5 million. All-star shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera has signed a 2-year contract extension. That deal keeps him with the Tribe through the 2014 season. Cabrera signed a 1-year, $4.5 million deal this winter to avoid arbitration. The 26-year-old had a breakout season in 2011, batting .273 with 25 homers and 92 knocked in. Nationals pitcher John Lannon wants a trade after being optioned out to AAA Syracuse. Lannon says he told general manager Mike Rizzo a trade would be the best solution for everyone in both the long and short term. Lannon says he thinks he belongs in the major league rotation. The Nats opted to keep Ross Detweiler over Lannon, who was the Nats opening day starter in 2009 and 2010. In football news, Iowa has replaced defensive line coach Rick Kozenski with someone he knew and trusted. That man, Reese Morgan, was shocked by the choice. Morgan has switched sides after 9 seasons leading the offensive line, and he says he's been energized by the switch during spring practice. The Hawkeyes are 5 workouts into camp, which concludes with an opening practice at Kinnick Stadium on April the 14th. Also, Iowa running back Jordan Canzari was scheduled for surgery yesterday to repair a torn knee ligament, and he could miss the 2012 season. Coach Kirk Ferentz says Canzari is expected to need at least 5 to 6 months to recover. Ferentz wouldn't rule out a return by Canzari next fall, saying it all depends on how quickly he can recover. The school did not identify which knee was injured. Canzari rushed for 114 yards as a freshman in 2011. Canzari's absence pushes fellow sophomores Damon Bullock and DeAndre Johnson up the depth chart. Incoming freshmen Greg Garman and Barkley Hill will also compete for playing time in 2012. Well, the Super Bowl champion New York Giants will face Tim Tebow, Mark Sanchez, and the New York Jets in Week 2 of the NFL preseason. The league released the full 65-game exhibition schedule Wednesday, noting that all 12 playoff teams from last season will appear on national television this preseason. That includes Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning's Giants, of course, whose game against the visiting Chicago Bears on August 24th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time will be shown on CBS. Exact days and times for most games will be announced later. Manning's older brother Peyton will get his first chance to suit up wearing number 18 for the Broncos in a Week 1 game when Denver plays the Bears in Chicago sometime between August 9th and 13th. A group seeking to build a $1.4 billion NFL stadium in downtown Los Angeles will present a long-awaited environmental impact report to City Hall. That's a key step in the possible return of pro football to the city. Anschutz Entertainment Group President Tim Lewicki will present the 10,000-page document put together over 18 months at a cost of $27 million to the city today. AEG, which built and owns the neighboring Staples Center, hopes the report will demonstrate that the proposed Farmers Field can encourage car and tailgate-happy football fans to use public transit and won't cause traffic and parking nightmares. Next in the process comes a 45-day public comment period where neighborhood groups, environmental organizations, and would-be fans can air their concerns. In basketball news, two-time Ohio State All-American forward Jared Sullinger is moving on to the NBA. The 6'9" sophomore has said that he's giving up his final two seasons with the Buckeyes to make himself available for the NBA draft on June 28th. Sullinger averaged 17.5 points and 9.2 rebounds a game while shooting 52% from the field, 77% at the line, and 40% on three-pointers, and leading the Buckeyes to a 31-8 record and a Final Four berth this season. Samford has hired Indiana assistant Benny Seltzer as its head basketball coach. The Birmingham native will be introduced on Tuesday of next week at a news conference. He'll replace Jimmy Tillett. He spent the past four seasons under Tom Crean at Indiana. Lots of NBA play last night. It was Indiana over Washington 109-96. Toronto beat Philadelphia 99-78. Atlanta defeated Charlotte 120-93. San Antonio edged Boston 87-86. Milwaukee over Cleveland 107-98. New Orleans got by Denver 94-92. Golden State a 97-94 winner over Minnesota. Miami topping Oklahoma City 98-93. Dallas beat Memphis 95-85. Phoenix edging Utah 107-105. Portland down New Jersey 101-88. And the Lakers win the Battle of L.A. over the Clippers 113-108. Just two National Hockey League games last night. It was Detroit in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over St. Louis, while Montreal beat Tampa Bay by a 5-2 final. Well, the Masters is underway as Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player all hit their ceremonial first tee shots this morning to mark the beginning of the year's first major. Palmer, the four-time champion, started the proceedings by striping his shot squarely down the center of the fairway. Then Player, making his debut as a ceremonial starter, flew his along the same line about 40 yards past the king. Nicklaus also hit his in the fairway. Three-time champion Phil Mickelson was wearing his green jacket, and he was there for the start, even though he has the day's last tee time at 12:53 Central Time this afternoon. Craig Stadler, the 1982 champion, was among those in the first competitive threesome out this morning. Tiger Woods has a 9:35 tee time, that's Central Time this morning, while Rory McIlroy was set to go off at 12:42 this afternoon, Central Time. A golfers, of course, already on the course, and nobody's broken par yet this morning. They so far have 12 golfers. Make the 13 golfers now all tied at even par in the tournament. As one of those, Tim Clark has played six holes, and he now sits at even par for the tournament. Among those 13 golfers who are at even par and tied for the lead right now, Larry Mize, also Paul Laurie, Ben Crenshaw, Bo Van Pelt, Martin Keimer, Steve Stricker, Padraig Harrington, Stuart Sink. They're all among those golfers that are even par in the early portion of their rounds this morning. And a top U.S. Golf Association official says he's never seen community support so strong so early for a U.S. Senior Open. The Omaha Country Club will host the 2013 Senior Open. Almost all volunteer positions have been filled and nearly all corporate hospitality packages have been sold, and we're still 15 months before the tournament. A lottery system will be used to sell tickets for just the second time. U.S. Senior Open Senior Director Tim Flaherty said Wednesday that he was aware of Omaha's reputation for hosting big events like the Olympic Swim Trials, the College World Series, and the early rounds of the NCAA basketball tournament. He said he knew within 10 minutes of making his initial visit to the country club that the Senior Open belonged there. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.